that began the Bingle Box Art Project. So I'm going to talk about the Bingle Box Art Project tonight. This exhibition is one of the exhibitions of one of the parts of the Bingle Box Art Project, which I'll talk a little bit about as well. And there were quite a few people who worked incredibly hard to get this exhibition together, and I'll talk a little bit about that. So for 6 years I was resident in Sydney and enjoyed regular visits to this beautiful gallery. I see many dear friends here tonight and look forward to catching up with you. Ironically, when we moved to Sydney in the late 90s, it was from the central Queensland town of Claremont, an agricultural and mining town situated on the eastern edge of the Galilee Basin, just up the road from Bingle Box. We were employed by a coal mine. Our move to Sydney, my husband and I, was to study and in so doing to actually transition our lives out of coal. And this is why it's so special to be here tonight to open the Bingle Box Art, Science, Nature exhibition. I'm a country girl. I grew up on a small farm in Queensland. And several years ago, we took our children to live back at my parents' place. This farm where I grew up is always the fixed point in my life, and it is the place I love most in the world. When we moved there in 2010, the resource market was very hot. In rural Australia, land tenure had become tenuous. Landholders, farmers, bloggers, and regional townsfolk all felt the push of resource companies. Exploring, drilling, and claiming, no property felt safe, and no wood resource was secure. Many landholders today continue to live with this uncertainty, as well as this threat to water, while they attempt to carry on their agricultural business. So, to talk about a catalyst to start the Bingle Box Art Project, there were a few things. Scientific predictions of global warming, a BLP Peterson-style government in Queensland at the time, a neighbour who received a letter from a resource company wanting to drill for coal. However, underpinning all these is my love for the land, the flora and the fauna of the place, special to me, and a place I want to protect. And that was the farm where I grew up and I found myself living in 2010. But no one outside of my immediate family would care if our small farm became part of a coal mine. Instead, my mind turned to the Bingle Box Nature Refuge, just 1,000 kilometres up the road, northwest from our farm. Bingle Box is situated in the Galilee Basin, which I hope you've all heard of, where 9 mega coal mines looked like they were going to defy all sense and scientific by going ahead. I thought if a place that has gained protection status for its conservation value, the Bingle Box Nature Refuge, is home to a seriously endangered black-throated finch and also conducts a low-impact sustainable beef business, and surely that would get people from all backgrounds to think about and to understand what is being threatened by and lost to coal. I approached Paolo Cassoni, part owner of the Bingle Box Nature Refuge, with an idea. Could I try to get a group of artists to come out to create a new document of Bingle Box with the hope of developing a touring exhibition? Obviously, Paolo said yes, eventually. My husband would later tell me that getting a group of artists together is like herding cats. But artists who care about the environment are committed, passionate, generous, and adventurous. They are change makers, and they can be powerful. There were many times when I thought this project would not get off the ground, but a core of committed artists made sure that this project, and in turn this exhibition, became possible. I remain astonished, though, at the level of trust and leap of faith that first artist camp required all the people who attended. Some of those people are here tonight. Bingle Box is a remote 8,000 hectare property, and when we all arrived through the slant of late afternoon sunlight, the campsite amenities were still being built. It started with the artist camps, and I've coordinated annual artist camps on the Nature Refuge since that first one in 2012. Each year, new artists, writers, and bush adventurers camp and explore the quiet magic of Bingle Box. The next camp is this September, and the good winter rain will encourage prolific spring flowers. So after the camp in 2012, the first Bimblebox Art Project exhibition was Document Bimblebox, which we exhibited in Launceston, Tasmania early in 2013. Just over a year later, Bimblebox Art Science Major, this exhibition was launched. Curated by Beth Jackson, who's standing over here, I'm sure she'd love to talk to her later. This exhibition is now on the final leg of its three-year national tour. Many of these artists in this exhibition have been to Bimblebox and have interpreted this place through their artwork. If you can, come back on a quieter day to sit, to look, to listen. You will touch on the stories and the layers that make up the vibrant life Bimblebox, and will also come to understand the threat that tears at its edges through this exhibition. A small team of hard-working, committed and persistent people made the development and realisation of this exhibition possible. Donna Davis, Museum and Gallery Services Queensland, Beth Jackson, curator, Stephanie Linguist, Redland Art Gallery, and myself. And we worked really hard for them. The feature catalogue for Bimblebox Art Science Nature is a digital app created by Brendan and Maham, who are also here tonight, of Tangible Media. You can download this sumptuous and interactive digital catalogue onto your iPad for free, so please do so. This exhibition has also become the subject of a research project by Andrew Nicholson, who's also here tonight. Andrew, where are you?
Hello.
Here. So, with UNN, Andrew's research will attempt to quantify whether exhibitions like this help engender and facilitate positive environmental change in the people who view and interact with them. Andrew's looking for visitors to participate in this research, so please go into the chat with him. Please,
don't be shy.
Please consider taking part. And last year, the most recent exhibition to come out of the Art Project is Bimblebox 153 Birds. And there are a few of the participants in that here tonight as well. It's an installation of artist prints with audio tracks of poetry, prose, and musicians' vocals. Each of the 153 bird species of Bimblebox was allocated an artist, a writer, and a musician, resulting in more than 440 people worldwide contributing. I curated and coordinated the artists and writers while Lloyd is here tonight. Coordinated the musicians, and we have some of the musicians here tonight. Then he compiled and mixed the writers' audio tracks with the musicians' vocals. So there's a soundtrack to the exhibition, and it's about 6.5 hours long. And it is amazing. What an absolute joy it was to sit down day to email some poetry and to open parcels containing Bimblebox bird artworks. Even now, some of the poets will send poems just for the joy of sharing. Bimblebox 153 Birds will be at the Gympie Regional Gallery in August. Now, the Bimblebox Nature Refuge and the Gallery Basin is not yet safe from coal mining. Right now, the economics due to the low coal price make these developments less likely. However, state and federal governments are still very keen to see the Carmichael coal mine in the north of the Gallery's Lake Basin go ahead. They may even use public money to create the infrastructure. Once a rail line and expanded port are in place, the 8 mega mines, including Clive Palmer's, yes, Clive's, China First Mine, the mine that would destroy Bimblebox, it would make them all more viable. The science is settled. The effects of climate change are real. They are happening, and they are the greatest threat to continuing human life. Burning coal to generate energy is old and dangerous technology. I'm married to a mining engineer. I understand a little bit about coal. It's not conducive to a livable future. The Bimblebox Nature Refuge still exists only because the world coal price fell. Why did it fall? Because a large number of coal mines moved to production, creating an oversupply on the world market. Not, as many of us would like to think, think, due to a decrease in demand. Southeast Asia is predicted to triple its energy demand between 2020 and 2040. This means that the most likely scenario is that global consumption of coal will continue to increase. You are all voting tomorrow. Consider this. If the only thing that can save the dynamic environment of the Bimblebox Nature Refuge is a low coal price, then what does that say about us? What does that say about Australia? Please enjoy this exhibition.